Medjugorje Messages, 2005 to 2009. Love will conquer only if you pray. I call you to be my extended hands in this world that puts God in the last place. Cleanse your hearts and bow your head before your only God. Let my motherly heart leap with joy. Fill your day with short and ardent prayers. When you pray, your heart is open and God loves you with a special love and gives you special graces. Therefore, make good use of this time of grace and devote it to God more than ever up to now. Do novenas of fasting and renunciation so that Satan be far from you and grace be around you. I have come to you with open arms in order to take you into my embrace, under my mantle. I cannot do so as long as your heart is filled with false glitters and false idols. Clean your hearts and allow my angels to sing in it. At that time, I'll take you under my mantle, and I'll give you to my son, true peace and happiness. Do not wait, my children. I call you to live my messages. God gave you a gift of this time as a time of grace. Therefore, little children, make good use of every moment and pray, pray, pray. Dear children, I, as a mother, am coming to you and showing you how much God your Father loves you. And you, where are you, children of mine? What is in your heart in the first place? What is not permitting you to put my son in the first place? I call you to convert, even though you are far from my heart. Do not forget, I am your mother, and I feel pain for each one who is far from my heart, but I do not leave you alone. I am with you and love you with a tender love. Little children, do not forget that I am your mother. Your Savior is here with you. What prevents your heart from receiving him? What is in them that is all false? Purify your hearts through fasting and prayer. With prayer and renunciation, say yes to God, and he will give to you in abundance. Courage, little children. I decided to lead you on the way of holiness. Renounce sin and set out on the way of salvation. Through each of your tribulations and sufferings, God will find the way of joy for you. Therefore, little children, pray. We are close to you with our love. You do not see God, little children, but if you pray, you will feel his nearness. Cleanse your hearts from everything that prevents you from receiving me, from recognizing the love of my son. Open your hearts. I will lead you to the victory. Decide for holiness, little children, and think of heaven. Only in this way will you have peace in your heart, and no one will be able to destroy it. Peace is a gift which God gives you in prayer. Little children, seek and work with all your strength for peace to win in your hearts and in the world. There is no way without my son. Do not think that you will have peace and joy if you do not have him in the first place. With great joy in my heart, I thank you for all the prayers that you have offered for my intentions. Know that you will not regret it, neither you nor your children. God will reward you with great graces, and you will merit eternal life. Do not deceive yourselves with false peace and false joy. God is great, greater his works. Do not deceive yourselves that you can do anything without him, not even take a step. You are not conscious, little children, that God is giving you a great opportunity to convert and to live in peace and love. You are so blind and attached to earthly things and think only of earthly things. God is sending me to warn you and to show you the right way. Your time is short, but do not permit delusions to begin to rule over you. Give me your hearts that I may put my son in them and make my apostles of you, apostles of peace and love. Do not resist, but permit him to lead you, to change you, and to enter into your life. Do not forget that you are travelers on the way toward eternity. Therefore, little children, permit God to lead you as a shepherd leads his flock. 2006 Annual Apparition to Yaakov. I am your mother. I love you. May fasting and prayer be your weapons for drawing closer to and coming to know Jesus, my son. Our Lady was asking for prayer and fasting for priests. Put sacred scripture in a visible place in your family and read it. In this way, you will come to know prayer with the heart and your thoughts will be on God. Little children, leave a sign of goodness and love wherever you pass, and God will bless you with an abundance of his blessings. The Heavenly Father desires to deliver each of you from the slavery of sin. Make good use of this time, and through meeting with God in confession, leave sin and decide for holiness. Do this out of love for Jesus, who redeemed you all with his blood, that you may be happy and in peace. Do not forget, little children, your freedom is your weakness. Therefore, follow my messages with seriousness. I desire that through love our hearts may triumph together. I desire that through love our hearts may triumph together. By fasting and renunciation, little children, you will be stronger in faith. Give me your hearts, my children. Do this with complete trust and without fear. In your hearts, I will put my Son in his mercy. Then, my children, you will look at the world around you with different eyes. You will see your neighbor. You will feel his pain and suffering. You will not turn your head away from those who suffer, because my Son turns his head away from those who do so. And you who are far from prayer, convert and in the silence of your heart, seek salvation for your soul and nurture it with prayer. I bless you all individually with my motherly blessing. My children, do not be afraid. I am with you. With complete trust, give me your hearts that I may help you to recognize the sign of the times in which you live. I will triumph through you. Little children, do not forget that you are all important in this great plan which God leads through Medjugorje. God desires to convert the entire world and to call it to salvation. Reject your arrogance and kneel before my Son. Accept meekness and humility. My Son could have won with strength, but he chose meekness, humility, and love. I call you to imitate the lives of the saints. May prayer be for you like the air you breathe in and not a burden. Little children, God will reveal his love to you and you will experience the joy that you are my beloved. I look in your hearts, and looking at them, my heart seizes with pain. My children, you will know that you are on the right path when you will be on earth with your body and with your soul always with God. Through this unconditional and pure love, you will see my Son in every person. You will feel oneness with God. Pray, and you will discover the peace and joy which God gives to those who have an open heart to his love. And you who are far from God's mercy, convert so that God may not become deaf to your prayers and that it may not be too late for you. Therefore, in this time of grace, convert and put God in the first place in your life. Do not forget that out of love for you, he gave his life so you may be saved. Accompany me in my mission of God with an open heart and complete trust. The way to which I lead you through God is difficult, but persevering, and in the end we will all rejoice through God. Many of you opened your hearts and accepted my messages, but many have become lost on this way and have never come to know the God of love with the fullness of heart. Open your heart to the Holy Spirit. Give time to God that he may transform you and fill you with his grace. I am looking at your heart, and my heart is filled with pain and shudder. My children, stop for a moment and look into your hearts. Is my Son, your God, truly in the first place? Are his commandments truly the measure of your life? I am warning you again, without faith there is no God's nearness, God's word which is light of salvation and the light of common sense. I have chosen you in a special way to be a light of the love of my Son. May your day be interwoven with little ardent prayers for those who have not come to know God's love. 2008 Annual Apparition to Mariana. I have never seen Our Lady addressing us in this manner. She extended her hands toward us, and with her hands extended in this way, she said, "The way on which I lead you is difficult and full of temptations and falls. I will be with you and my hands will hold you. Be persevering so that at the end of the way we can all come together in joy and love and hold the hands of my Son. Come with me, fear not." My children, you are chosen because in your time the great grace of God descended on earth. Do not hesitate to accept it. The way to him can be difficult and painful, but do not be afraid. I will be with you. My hands will hold you to the very end. Do not be afraid to open yourselves to me. Be joyful carriers of peace and love in this peaceless world. God expresses immeasurable goodness to you, and you children are obliged to respond to it. With equal goodness and generosity, behave towards the souls whom you meet. Do not feel weak, alone, or abandoned. May the Mass be the center of your spiritual life. Do not forget that you live in a time of grace in which God gives you great graces through my presence. Do not close yourselves, little children, but make good use of this time. Only faith will give you the strength in life's trials. In a special way, I call you all to prayer for my intentions, so that through your prayers you may stop Satan's plan over this world, which is further from God every day, which puts itself in the place of God and is destroying everything that is beautiful and good in the souls of each of you. Therefore, little children, arm yourselves with prayer and fasting so you may be conscious of how much God loves you and may carry out God's will. You are running, working, gathering, but without blessing. You are not praying. Today I call you to stop in front of the manger and meditate on Jesus, whom I give to you today also to bless you and help you comprehend that without him you have no future. Therefore, little children, surrender your lives into the hands of Jesus for him to lead you and protect you from every evil. My children, why do you not give your hearts to me completely? Even in greatest darkness, you will find the way. I am with you for this long because you are on the wrong path. Your Father is sending me and is waiting. He is waiting for your open hearts to be ready for his works. Do not lose time, children, because you are not its masters. I am looking into your wounded and restless hearts. You have become lost, my children. Your wounds from sin are becoming greater and are distancing you all the more from the real truth. You are seeking hope and consolation in the wrong places. 2009 Annual Apparition to Mariana. I call you to look into your hearts sincerely and for a long time. What will you see in them? Where is my son in them? And where is the desire to follow me to him? What does my God desire of me personally? What am I to do? Pray, fast, and have a heart full of mercy. Do not forget your shepherds. Pray that they may not get lost, that they may remain in my son, so as to be good shepherds to their flock. Again, I say to you, if you knew how much I love you, you would cry with happiness. Your hearts remain closed. They are hard and do not respond to my calls. They are insincere. Already, for a long time, I'm giving you my motherly heart and offering my son to you. You are rejecting me. You are permitting sin to overcome you more and more. You are permitting it to master you and to take away your power of discernment. My poor children, look around and look at the signs of the times. Do you think that you can do without God's blessings? Do not permit darkness to envelop you. From the depth of your heart, cry out for my son. His name disperses even the greatest darkness. Pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit upon every baptized creature. I call you to be apostles of peace. I am calling you because I need you. I need hearts ready for immeasurable love, hearts that are not burdened by vanity, hearts that are ready to love as my son loved, that are ready to sacrifice themselves as my son sacrificed himself. I need you. In order to come with me, forgive yourselves, forgive others, and adore my son. Adore him also for those who have not come to know him, those who do not love him. Do not renounce salvation and eternal life for the sake of transience and frivolity of this life. You are not holy enough, and you do not radiate holiness to others. Therefore, pray, 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 and work on your personal conversion so you may be a sign of God's love to others. I call you to learn to forgive completely and unconditionally. You suffer injustice, betrayals, and persecutions, but by that you are closer to Him and dearer to God, closer and dearer to God. Dear children, as I look at you, my heart seizes with pain. Where are you going, my children? Have you sunk so deeply into sin that you do not know how to stop yourselves? You justify yourselves with sin and live according to it. Kneel down beneath the cross and look at my son. He conquered sin and died so that you, my children, may live. Permit me to help you not to die, but to live with my son forever. I ask of you to sincerely look into your hearts and see how much you love him. Is he the last to be loved? Surrounded by material goods, how many times have you betrayed, denied, and forgotten him? My children, do not deceive yourselves with worldly goods. Think of your soul, because it is more important than your body. Cleanse it. Invoke the Father. He is waiting for you. Come back to him.